today on Real Radio.
Remember, like everything else in life, if you live long enough, you'll discover this to be true. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Where Is Your Faith? Part 2, continues a series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. Now, Peter was, of course, a disciple of Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. Now, most of us prefer the love and encouragement that Peter's first letter gave to us. Peter's second letter? It's a bit different. Now, as it was in Peter's day, there's a battle going on right now for the truth, and we need to get involved in defending our faith, no matter what it takes. When we consider what it means to have faith, we first need to understand that our faith is founded upon both the Old and New Testaments. It's really not anything new. From the beginning, God and His faithfulness have been here for us. And sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that's what our faith is built upon. The Bible was not invented or founded upon any man-made system. It was written by God's design and given to us through divine inspiration. So today on day two of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that these days we waste a lot of time on things that really aren't very important. But combat faith means we're fighting for biblical truth. It's why it's so important that we have focus and keep our perspective on what the Lord wants to do with us. And now in his message called Where's Your Faith? Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Peter had that opportunity to do what maybe we can't exactly. Jesus said he was going to die when he's an old man. But some of the things that we do in time wasting. Now, I said this first service, it did not go over well. I'm hoping it goes over better at second service. But sometimes, and look, this is the, how do you say it? The pot calling the kettle black? For the life of me, when I go to Costco to buy junk, it's hard to get into the parking lot because there's people sitting in line for what might be a quarter of a mile, idling in their cars to buy gas, 3 cents cheaper than you can get it down the road. They spend an hour idling to buy gas, to save a gigantic $11 by the end of the day. They spend $50 idling in their car. I'm almost over it. I'm just venting right now. It's like, what are you doing? Splurge, go to Shell, try Mobile. But the time, it's the time, it's the time. But then what do? I look out the window. Our house is situated in such a way I can look out, a lot of glass. I look out the window and I have my Bible, I have my commentaries I'm studying, and I'm looking out the window and there's some squirrels going up and down the tree. And then there's a hawk there going after the squirrels. And it's just, you know, like a little nature center, you know? And the Lord goes, wasting time, wasting time. You can redeem time, though. We live in Southern California. Much of our life, it's not a joke, they've done a study. Much of our life is spent on the freeway in traffic. We have these incredibly high-speed highways that or parking lots, and you can redeem time. You can be in traffic redeeming time by what you're listening to, audio Bible, read your Bible. I'm not kidding. I always have a Bible or a book in my car for traffic. It's a great place to read. 405, the 210's a great place to read anything like that. Novels. Novels. Well, you know, it's just to check out of life. I read a novel. I think it's a waste of time. That's my opinion, but it's probably right. So, redeem the time. Have you, listen, I hope not. I hope you're ignorant to this, but watch out for time being wasted on television shows, daytime television programming. Watch out, because there's a very famous preacher. She might have the largest congregation in the world. And I'm talking about the preacher of Eastern mysticism, a conglomeration of Eastern religions and Christianity all wrapped up in the ultimate warm and fuzzy. And that is the Oprah Winfrey church. It's very dangerous. If you don't know what I'm talking about, God bless you. But if you do know, she's mating Bible with Eastern mysticism. And that is false doctrine. The Bible says that's doctrines of demons. And Peter is getting us ready. He's telling us time is running out. You need to be remembering what the truth is. And he's leaving soon, but we're going to find out in the next few weeks that the Gnostics are going to creep in and false teachers are going to creep into the church. And all of these dangers are approaching. And we expect them to jump at us with a big boo. They don't. They come seductive and beautiful. We want to be careful about that. We need to make sure that our lives, earthly lives, have the right perspective. In Acts chapter 20, verse 22, Acts chapter 20, verse 22, Paul the Apostle, it's amazing because people have been telling him, Paul, Paul, everybody's out to kill you. Everybody's out to stop you, Paul. And all Paul was doing, if you've read the book of Acts, is he's preaching resurrection. Resurrection from the dead through Jesus Christ. And the forgiveness of sins. And in Acts 20, 22, it says there, and see now I go bound in spirit to Jerusalem. Bound in his heart, his spirit, he's got to go. But watch this. Not knowing the things that will happen to me there. Put yourself in his sandals right now. Get in there. Accept this, that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying, that chains and tribulations await me. Stop, everybody. Leave it on the screens. Can you imagine? This is how God would have us to live, but watch how this works out. This is Paul the Apostle. I cannot but get to Jerusalem. My heart's burning to preach the gospel to my people. In every town he goes to on his way, there are prophets and there are church family members saying, Paul, the Lord has shown us that you're going to be arrested and you're going to be chained and it's not going to go well. What would you do? What would you do if somebody came to you and said, the Lord told me to tell you, you're going to get the snot beat out of you, you're going to get chained up, and you're going to get in big trouble if you go preach the cross and Christ in LA. I'm thinking normal people would say, maybe that's a word from the Lord. I don't know. I'll wait for confirmation. I'll keep going down the road, but we'll wait for a confirmation. Then you pull into Diamond Bar. And the church comes out and says, the Lord has spoken to us to tell you that chains await you in LA, and you're going to be imprisoned and you're going to be beaten for the cause of Christ. Well, that's two. And he keeps moving west. And he gets to Monterey Park or something. And another group comes out and says, listen, the Lord has shown us. What would you do? Think about it. Look, we're all spectators here. I'd go for it, man. Beat up, chain, Jerusalem, Bible, man. We'll do that. No, yeah, I don't think so. We'd say, I think the Lord's telling me something. After all, in the word of two or three witnesses, the thing shall be established. I'm just going to stay right here. Look what Paul says. Paul says, verse 23, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying, chains and tribulations await me, but none of these things move me. I do not count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Simply this. So what if I get tied up and beat up? I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to preach the Jesus who set me free. And if it costs me my life, don't cry for me. I don't care. You guys, that's liberty. That's freedom. So now Peter is old in age. He's up there. And he's going to stand, and it won't be long. And then finally, we close with this. Verse 15, regarding our faith being grounded in the truth, is the fact that it's not in any system. And we will end on time, but I could go all day on this. It's not in any system. I'm disgusted about what I'm thinking regarding system. God's truth is not grounded in anything new. It's not grounded in any man or upon any man. Peter was not the first pope. Just because you went forward at a Billy Graham crusade doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Fill in the blank. Oh, can I add this too? When somebody asks you, or you're talking to somebody in the community, and they ask you something like why you're a Christian, don't say, well, my Pastor Jack says. Don't do that. You'll get me in trouble with my boss. Don't do that. I'm irrelevant. Billy Graham's irrelevant. Raul Ries is irrelevant. Greg Laurie, Chuck Smith, irrelevant. We're only signposts. Your answer should be, the Bible says. The Bible says. When they ask you why, and for the hope, and for the reason why you have this faith that is grounded so firmly and you cannot be moved, it's because the Bible says. By the way, to answer that fully, come out on Wednesday nights. We're doing the series now on why is Christianity the only way? What makes Christianity the only way? What kind of a claim is that? Is it true or false? How do we prove that one? Nothing new, not on any man, and not on any system. He says, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my, and he uses the Greek word exodos. Exodos, you know, you recognize the word exodos, my deceased, exodus in Hebrew, my leaving. It's awesome. Hey, I'm going to leave my tent. You can fold it up. I'm leaving. The real me is getting out of here pretty soon, you guys. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to be very, very careful. I'm going to endeavor. The word means I'm going to make haste. I'm going to hurry up. That's a good word. And I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to remind you of these things. That's great. A system. So a system. I think of systems. I have a Wahoo's Fish Taco membership card. AAA, Southern California Auto Club. What else do I have? That's probably it. I live in a cashless society. Membership. What does membership do for you? Maybe on earth, maybe you get miles. Do you belong to a country club? Spoke this last week for Salem Group, Salem Broadcasting up north, in a country club. It's one of the most beautiful country clubs I've ever seen in my life. And it said this, members only. And there's a guy at the gate. And I said, I'm here to speak at the Salem Group, Salem Broadcasting thing. And the guy just goes like this. I'm in trouble. I had no credentials. I had no golf clubs. I had no proof. And they got, we have a lunatic here at the gate wanting to get in. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, oh, all right. Even when I got cleared, the guy goes, it wasn't good. Membership. So, well, Pastor, I just want you to know that I'm a full-blown Arminian in my theology. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, that's okay, Pastor. Don't worry. I'm a full-blown Calvinist in my theology. Well, that's unfortunate. I'm a member of the Catholic Church. I'm in. That's unfortunate. Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, that's unfortunate. No, serious. Are you with me? Are you tracking? Where are you going to find this? Excuse me, Lord. Hang on. I know. I'm looking for my membership card so I can get into heaven. It's not going to happen. Well, you know, church membership, it's got its benefits in this. For who? For who does it have its benefits for? It's not any system. Anything that causes you to lean on it other than Jesus is a system. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, sign up. Send in your coupon. Come on. We're bad when it comes to associations. Well, don't you know who I am? That doesn't work. Remember, like everything else in life, if you live long enough, you'll discover this to be true. It's not who you know, or it's not what you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. There's no membership. It's Jesus Christ. Well, I've been going to church all my life. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a member of the First Baptist Reformed. Well, I know something. I had a professor tell me from Biola University. He said, the job that I do, if the church would only get off its southern section, Bible colleges would be irrelevant if the churches would do their first century job. Teaching saints the Word of God. You say, well, Pastor, thank you for all that, but now that you brought it up, where can I become a member here? Good luck. There's no membership here. Well, how do you keep track of people? He does. Yeah, but how do you pay any bills? He does. Well, yeah, but how can you have vision? How can you plan for the next 5 years or 5 months? He does. Well, I want more organization. I want more structure. I want to see a hierarchy. He doesn't. I'm going to go with Dr. Warren Wiersbe. If people can explain what's happening at your church, one thing is for sure. God is not the one doing it. It's human for us to lay it all out. It's human for us. I want a schematic. I want it in color. And I want it in this thing. And I want it this and that. And then we'll consider it. Listen, Jesus doesn't rule that way. Or he might rule that way with you, but it might take him 17 years to get something to happen. How about this? Lord, I can tell that the time nears for us to put off our tents. And so, God, touch our hearts that we might remind our wives and our husbands and our kids and our neighbors and our coworkers about your love, your gospel, your salvation. No matter what people say, no matter what people write, no matter what people post, Lord, am I pleasing you? Am I doing what you've called me to do? is a man who I just adore, and you can watch him in action. Every Saturday, you can go down to Huntington Beach Pier. Right? And I forget the time. He's there from like 1 to 4:30 or 12 to 3 or somebody. And he just walks up there and starts challenging people, asking people what they believe. And a style that is, and a style that fell right out of heaven. No, I've never seen anybody like him. I'm talking about Ray Comfort. And you go there next Saturday, you go and you watch. And you will see some people walking by, oblivious to life. They're walking by and he says something and they stop. And they come back and they're listening. You'll see some people walk by, they hear, and they don't give him the one-way sign. There's people that walk by and it's as though they're deaf. They never hear a thing. Then there's people that are there and they can't deny what they've heard. They don't like it, but they can't deny it. That's the power of the truth in your life, Christian. We are to be winsome and loving to the point, true. There's a world around us that's dying. They don't even know it. They're terminally ill, and no one's told them. They're S-I-N positive. And they don't know that. We have the greatest news the world will ever hear in our hearts. And I think the Holy Spirit today would remind you that God wants to use you in a very powerful way. Hallelujah, it's not our power, right? It's His power. It's not our message, it's His message. It's me. He couldn't have made it any easier. But it all matters as to where's your faith. Is your faith on this Jesus? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you today and Lord, I don't know why you have allowed us as flawed and frail humans to handle your truth. It's what you've decided. I wouldn't have decided it this way. But you know what you're doing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his message called Where Is Your Faith? Part 2. Thanks for joining us today. In these crazy times, our schedules are full, but let's allow the Lord to fill our hearts even more. Where's Your Faith? Part 2. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter, a series about the Apostle Peter whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, I just want to leave you a reminder about Pastor Jack's Real Life mobile app. It's available for your smartphone or tablet. Now, with the Real Life mobile app, you'll have immediate access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer in the way of sermons, devotions, even media resources, including the Real Life with Jack Hibbs YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook page. You know, Peter's warnings to make the most of our time here on earth focused on our faith. Well, here's the perfect way to stay in the forefront of the battle for our time and energy. You can access the Real Life mobile app at the App Store or at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.